In the whole two-hour meeting, I had my 11 points from Rome. He had his 11 points. I got a carbon copy of his document. And the Holy See wanted to stop this scandal. So they asked the Cardinal to agree to 11 points. Point number one, I read it. Your Eminence, do you agree? Will you submit to the Holy Father on request number one? And the Cardinal says, I do agree. As soon as he said agree, I agree. The priest next to him shouted, don't be a coward. You're running the diocese, not the Pope. And the woman for 2 hours did not say one word. She had arranged what to say. Went down all 11 points. Each time the priest shouted at the cardinal, I'm not exaggerating, don't be yellow, don't be a coward. The Pope is not running this diocese, you are. All 11 points the cardinal agreed to. So I thank the cardinal. I ask the cardinal, please close the meeting with a prayer. He did. Then, within a month, the Holy See evicted all the sisters of the 60 sisters, 40 of them said, he will not follow your directions, that's Rome's directions. He will be obedient only to the cardinal. And they formed a community called the Servants of Jesus, SJs. And one of those 40 women is now running the diocese. I thought I should say this, because sisters, there's a crisis in the church, and that's what this is talking about. Now, what I thought I would do this morning is read and comment on just part one is a foreword, this page. Part two is the theological principles. And part three are practical provisions, orders. Orders from the Holy See. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 13. 13 directives, 13 laws, and most unusual. The Supreme Pontiff and audience on the 13th of August, 1997, approved in forma specifica, personally, this instruction and ordered, he ordered its promulgation, issued on the Solemnity of the Assumption of Our Lady, August 15th of this year. And then, who signed this? Holy Father approved it and ordered it. The Prefect of the Congregation for the Clergy, the head of the Pontifical Council for the Laity, the head of the Congregation of the Doctrine of the Faith, Honoratio, the Congregation for Divine Worship, the Elders for the Sacraments, the Congregation for Bishops, the Congregation for the Evangelization of People, the Congregation for the Institute of Consecrated Life, and a Pontifical Council for the Interpretation of Canon Law. First time in my life I've seen any document signed by every head of every department of the Vatican. And then One hundred and nineteen footnotes. I thought I would share with you just the heart of this document. It is on the indispensability of the ordained minister, why the Catholic Church must have bishops and priests, because, as I said at the beginning, there is such widespread laicization of priests and bishops, and such widespread clericalization of the laity. I'll read a sentence or two and then comment. For a community of the faithful to be called the Church, and deemed to be the true Church, it cannot be guided according to political criteria or those of human organizations. The Catholic Church is not the state. The Catholic Church is not a business. Every particular church owes its guidance to Christ, since it was He who fundamentally linked apostolic mission to the Church, and hence no community has the power to grant that mission to itself or to delegate it. No part of the Church has a right to assume authority unless it is part of the apostolic mission. All the authority, all the authority in the Catholic Church goes back to those men whom Jesus ordained at the Last Supper. In effect, economical or juridical determination made by higher authority is necessary for the exercise of the munus, the right to teach and to govern. What is the Pope telling us? And this is under his authority. 1, 2, 3, 4 short paragraphs. No part of the Church has any right either to teach or to govern except under the authority of those whom Christ ordained on Holy Thursday night.